child of life. A daily expression of that life. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one. One.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here each week to help you discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to discover the peace and the joy that is your birthright as a divinely created being. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be inspired to live a happier and healthier life, or to discover the thousands of simple tools that are available to help you do that, or if you want to feel more love in your life, or feel more connected with your own higher self, and if you want to create more joy or peace or beauty in the world, then you're in the right place. On Inner Divinity, we are committed to healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, to remembering the truth of who we really are. We focus here on spirituality rather than on religion. So if you long for any of that, then tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Spiritual growth is our passion here, in part because we've had to learn to access a power greater than our individual selves in order to heal deep wounds and make living worthwhile. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it and watched countless others do it as well. Mostly, all we need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, accept, and then release whatever has blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. Call that God or Great Spirit or Goddess or Universal Spirit. In my experience, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but it matters greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often subconscious, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin reclaiming who we really are, to release those blocks and begin embracing our God-given birthrights to feel whole, happy, and at peace in mind, in body, and in spirit. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach with a master's in counseling psychology. And my co-host is Sage Woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our shared passion is helping anyone who wants to grow, who wants to awaken to the truth of who they really are, and to share the many ways that we've discovered for doing so. We follow many of the teachings of our Native American ancestors, and we both know way too much about releasing pain, about how to heal, because we've had to learn in order to keep living. Feeling connected with divine power and taking action from that deep, unconditional love that lives inside of us can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We give you the tools and the inspiration to begin living the life you've always wanted to live. And we hope that you and all of your friends join us right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Divine Spirit is alive in you. We know that because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, you carry that divine spark of life and the power and the love that it holds right inside of you. And because of that inner divinity, you have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other type of suffering that you've been doing. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. We begin that journey each week with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true, and to let ourselves move if we want to, so the body can actually feel the spirit moving inside of it. We also want to let you know that there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you stay tuned for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
A child of life, a daily expression of that life, right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one. We will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity.
Enjoyed the music by Faith Rivera, standing with one. Beautiful full moon last night. Our family gathering today. This is a great day to be listening. We're going to be talking about manifestation and co-creation. And we are a listener to Planet Radio, and we're glad to have you all along today. We are a show in divinity as a show focused on empowering our higher self and discovering the cause and inspiration to live and more spiritually connected lives. And we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. So, we're going to be talking about just what I've always lived my life by, and that is co-creating and manifesting on the outside what you feel on the inside. I'm going to be talking, I'm sure, about trust and faith because it goes hand in hand. And I always get a lot of people telling me, you know, I can do one, but not always two, not always three. And I hear you. There's been times in my life where I couldn't even ask, but I believed. And on through receiving, never came without asking. So let's talk about asking. You know, as a little girl, when I was reading the Bible growing up, I always find it funny that one of my favorite scriptures was, "Ask and you shall believe, and nothing will be open. And it wasn't because I was really looking to get rid of these things. I just thought it was like so comforting to know that if I asked, it would be there. And I just had that innate knowledge or inner essence that I was picking up. And if I truly believed and I truly felt that it was something that I was desiring in my life, that it would appear. And I was thinking today that there were many times along this path and now that I forgot these things. And sometimes in my deepest, darkest despair, I forgot that what it was that I was looking for. And sometimes it was just simply peace, which is really, at the end of the day, the biggest thing. But in talking about manifestation and co-creating, a lot of my clients are always looking for something. They're desiring to be on the outside as they feel that it should be. Sometimes it's about finding your soulmate or that perfect job or losing that weight or whatever those things are. And certainly, it's all energy. So whether it's you're looking to create that place to be, that you go every day and you learn and you're doing your life's work and you really spend your life with that perfect partner, or really just feeling that sense of self-love and peace, it's about asking for it if you're not feeling it. So when you ask, it's about being clear. And, you know, sometimes we can have a lot of desires, and that's fine. But to truly manifest it into the physical, we have to be crystal clear. Because the universe, you throw a lot of things out there, it's confusing. You have to get pinpointed. If it is something that you're looking for perfect health, then you spend that energy and visualize that same thing every single day. And I find it really cool because I've always been a fan of quantum physics and Mr. Einstein since I was young. And I know that scientists say that we create the universe based on our attention and our consciousness. And I love that because it's spiritual and scientific, which is one of the same. And happiness, it's about matching. So asking us to step in. So think about what it is. What is it that you truly desire right now? You know, maybe take a minute while I'm talking or playing music and think about what is it that I desire to bring into my world right now that I don't have. And be okay with it. It's okay to ask for more money. Don't be afraid of it. It's energy, people. Prosperity just gives you the opportunity to get more. You know, and it's okay to ask for things in the material, but for me, it's always about having more clarity. It's about having more patience. These things that give me that sense of peace. And when I mean that place, things just happen to materialize. We'll get into that in a little bit. But back to that second step, and it's belief. Believing. This is when you have to believe that what you're visualizing, what you're asking for, will manifest, and it will come true. And this is about having faith, or having faith. And sometimes it's tough because you're asking for something, and that doubt, and that fear, and those old tapes, and those things that push it farther and they come up. You have to just allow it. Let it go. And remember that you do, the tricky part is keeping up faith when those outer circumstances right now don't match your desires. That's that mental challenge that we have to conquer. It's blind faith, you know. It's just knowing, and it's being trusting in that higher power that makes the universe move on its own. And I think the best way to do that is just to know that you already have what it is you desire. Here we go. And last, step three is to receive. And it's funny because you think that receiving will be the easiest thing, you know? But I have a lot of people that say, I don't deserve it. And that is going to put a kibosh on everything. Because whatever you say, whatever you think, is what you materialize. So you have to be prepared to receive. And giving, to me, is about receiving. Receiving is giving, giving is receiving. It's a circle. And they both are the same, really. So get out of your own way to receive. Asking and believing is not enough. You have to learn to generate the same feelings you would have if you had already achieved your goals. You have to feel the vibration in order to have it materialize on the outside. That would be a vibrational match. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. I am going to play a song. It's only for the music today. It's called Gifts of the Goddess, and it's by Karen Drucker. So sit back, enjoy the music, and maybe think about what it is that you're going to be asking God, Goddess, Venus.
Because feeling one way and speaking another is a total disarray. So in order to
manifest that desire, that person, place, or thing, that would be on point with it. And again, when you remember it's all energy, you start thinking about it. Yeah, that makes sense. So this book, Mr. Einstein's, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you desire, and you cannot help get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. I don't mean it. So, in talking about working with that energy of bringing it to you, I think one of the simplest things to keep in mind is when you're coming from the space of love and not fear. Fear is false evidence of pain. I'm not talking about the fear and the instant trigger and say, hey, don't go down that alley and take a right instead of a left. Trust that to be your body, your instincts telling you what to do. But I'm talking about that fear that we make it. When you say, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid of doing that, my idea is like a piece of cake. So the fear and doubt are the kisses of death. That's what gets in the way. And people say, I'm asking, I'm letting go, I'm believing, I'm receiving, but nothing's coming to me. And it can be a mixture of things. Sometimes it's just the wrong timing. I'm sure all of you know that along with myself, I've desired something so much and it didn't materialize. And I felt like I was doing all the right things, but in the end of the day, it ended up coming in a different way and in divine timing. And thought, gee, that's not really what I wanted anyway. So sometimes it's about receiving, not receiving, because it's meant to be. It's about clarity. It's about understanding that, you know, we are all conscious, living, loving beings. And we are attuned and aligned with all that is in the Creator. And when we align ourselves with that, that's when we become very powerful. And we don't have to even think about it because we understand that part of it is letting go and allowing the mystery spirit to bring those gifts. So get out of your own way to let that magic happen. Still gotta ask, still gotta believe, and be open to receive. But then you gotta forget about it. That's kind of funny, right? All of that, and then you let it go and put it in a higher place. But that's when it can come at the right time and divine timing. It's for the greatest good for yourself and all those involved. And I love this next song that I'm going to play for you because it's really about the mystery. It's called Trust the Mystery by Janice Stanton. And I think it kind of, I can relate to it because, you know, in my life now, I really don't desire so much. I have a peace of mind and those things that help me be a better person and patience. Unconditional love for myself, allowing myself to be open. But sometimes it don't come overnight. I'm like, jeez, what is it? And it's a mystery. That's the part you don't know. I mean, you can know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're asking for, what you're believing, what you're open to receiving, but that mystery is the magic of life. So, as you wrote down a little bit about maybe what you're going to ask for, maybe think about what you believe and what your beliefs are about what you're asking for, that you deserve it, that it is already here, and enjoy this music.
Yeah.
not his time, then what you do today. And that's just the way it is. It's the vibrational match to that energy. And when you start understanding that and you take that responsibility, you become very much in the present and you're conscious of being awake. And I think that is the key. And I also found that for me, it's all about gratitude. It's about gratitude for what you already are, what you already have, gratitude for what it is you're pulling in, remembering that all is as it should be. And when you have that daily, just knowing that even the little things that you're gratitude for, you're gratitude for being here, for being on the planet, for breathing, for the beauty of today. I mean, those are the things that make a big difference in everything. And when you ask the universe, God, Goddess, to bring to you what it is that you desire, you know, remember, if you don't know what you desire, it can't come, so you got to get clear. And all the doubts must be pushed away. You know, the idea that, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get what I asked for, blah, 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 that's going to mess up the delivery. So get rid of it. No more vibrational words. Come from that space of not before. Love is about being able to just love. And you can look at everything in your life as a gift. Even the things that you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can get through this, but it's a gift. And then you realize that it changes everything. And that is a part of co-creating, because believe me, if you're not happy, blissful, and joyful, you're not going to bring happy, joy, and bliss. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be from the truth, you know. And when you receive, when you're open to receive, you also have to be a co-creator. You know, you've got to be open to the signs, open to the opportunities. And then you've got to just let go of the outcome. And when you let go of the outcome, it means that you have no expectations. Right? And you just know that when you're living from that place of being in the moment and being awake and being conscious, that's when you are. You know, and do you give yourself permission every day? Do you take permission to wake up on this planet, on Earth, and be a conscious, loving being, attuned and aligned, aligned with the Creator? I mean, that's what it's all about. It really is. Because no matter how many things or people you bring into your life, it's still not that inner sense of peace and joy and love that's going to come from within. And if you're not feeling that, I understand. It's about bringing up that awareness of just allowing things to flow out and ask. Many times I've been on my knees asking, give me peace. Let me find that peace again. You know, and now that I know what it is, I stay there because it feels a whole lot better. It's time to give yourself the permission to exist as a conscious, loving being on this planet. Alert and awake to the actions and the reactions and the interweaving and the manifestation of love. Because truly it's all love anyway, isn't it? It all boils down to that great force of love. And that's when you're in that state of love and bliss, that's when that healing and that manifestation is moving. That's when it's happening. When you are present and you are in that conscious awareness with the Creator within yourself, in every situation, in every experience, within your reality, you're following that guidance of the divine will of the Creator, of the co-creator of yourself. And when things begin to move and flow, and it's not hard, because you're aligning all of your experiences, including yourself, your mind, emotions and the actions, and you're putting that with as one or with the Creator. So, the things we should be asking ourselves every day is what proportion of my day am I in vibrational harmony with my desires? Meaning, what part of the day am I happy, glad, filled? You know, and what portion of my day am I frustrated, complaining, irritated? I mean, those things come up, but they don't do us any good. They don't make traffic go quicker. They don't bring these things. So it's about changing your attitude, moving into gratitude, and just allowing yourself to simply be. And I don't know about you guys, but I love Ernie Lennox. And I'm going to play a song that I love by her that I hadn't heard for a while and found. And it's a thousand beautiful things. So it's kind of like, find these things, find a thousand things in your life that you have grateful for and in gratitude for. And you can make a list while you're listening. Just have to go. because it conflicts with being in that space of light and having that energy of now. So when you surrender, it does heighten your consciousness and your awareness of the Creator, because it clears you that space to just simply be. And you breathe in that divine light of God, of the universe. And I think when you're in that place, you kind of lose sense of time, because you're not really thinking about the past or the future. So you can be open to divine timing and allow it to unfold in the mystery and that space that it was supposed to be. And just continue to do your thing. When you are in your heart center and you're just feeling no matter what's going on around you, you shift into that center, and that's that place of love, unconditional love, where you can be calm in the midst of chaos, because you know it's independence, and you're not attached to it, you're attached, because simply felt really why you're here. I think it's to be one, I think it's to shine bright, I think it's to walk a path, to be, to give love and to receive love, great day it is to be here. I appreciated you all giving me the time. And we are here every Wednesday. The host of the show is Reverend Louisa Barry. You can go to her website and download a free meditation, which I would really love. Just it's a great thing to do. And her website is for me. And you can go to that. You can find me on Facebook, Little Sage Woman. And, in divinity, knowing the source within, we have a wonderful Facebook page. And we really want to hear from you. I'd love to hear what maybe you want to hear about. Give us a topic or two that maybe you want to hear my or Louisa's thoughts on. And if you have a transformational story that you'd like to share with us, bring it to our attention. Maybe you can come on the show and tell us about what has made your life know what it is. And we'd love to hear from you. I'm really excited to be here. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed sharing my day with all of you. And it's all about tapping into your own inner and being able to utilize the gifts that you have within yourself. And